This recording is from Christ Kingdom Church in Waterford Lakes, East Orlando. Visit us online at christkingdom.org for our calendar, driving directions, and more audio recordings.
God, we ask right now, before we even begin our service officially, that you would come, that you would be Emmanuel, God with us and God with our brothers and sisters, God in Connecticut. God, there are many there who never, ever imagined that Christmas this year would hold what it holds for them now. Their loss is unimaginable. The imprints and fingerprints of these events will last forever. But Father, in the midst of that, in the midst of pain and suffering, in the midst of a world of darkness, may we be reminded that your word tells us that those walking in darkness have seen a great light, that you sent your Son into a world of darkness 2,000 years ago, and you're continuing to pour out your Spirit to all those whose hearts are willing and desiring to receive it. Would you come? Would your presence come and dwell in those families, dwell in that community? God, would you raise up your church there to speak and to proclaim and be the hands and feet of Jesus, to come alongside those, to come bring comfort, to come assure, to come pray. And it's not going to be just a short journey. It's going to be a long journey. And would you continue to remind us to pray for our friends there, for our citizens there, those that we lock arms with here during this time. So, Father, we pray for Emmanuel's presence to be there, to be here with us now. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The scriptures say, come and taste and see that the Lord is good.
Oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive till the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Thou didst become and cheer spirits by thine echo here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice,
continue with the lighting of our Advent candles, lighting three Advent candles as the Siau family comes forward and reads from Luke chapter 2, verses 4 through 15.
Reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 4. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." This is God's word.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch on keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him all, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise a song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. Oh, baby.
Na 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 na, yeah. Oh, Lord, this old man ain't what he used to be. Oh, but you, God, boss of the universe, whoo, today you knocked it out of the park. It was better than the Mets winning the series. Oh, na 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 na, na na na. Oh, I know. I forget easily, quickly. But you, no, you don't forget never. No how. Today, you remembered your promise to me. Yeah, because I saw the baby, that tiny little baby. Oh, it was like I was speechless, you know? I can't tell you. It was like, well, it was like a heart attack. I mean, a good heart attack. No, wait, that don't make no sense. But you know what I mean. I mean, you know. I don't got to tell you, right? But you. Yeah, I see you out there. Have I got a story for you? Oh, yeah. You see, my name is Simeon. nice to meet you. And I'm just an ordinary Jew living in this ordinary life, living this ordinary village, or so it seemed. But then one night after Passover years ago, I kiss the kids, I blows out the candles, and my wife Sarah and I, we goes to bed. Well, when I go to bed, I am like out, you know, until that stupid rooster starts crowing at the break of dawn. And I tell you, I'm going to break his dawn one of these mornings right now. But wait, I'm getting off the story. I want to tell you about the night that I'm talking about, this one night. Well, I don't sleep through the night. Suddenly, I wake up, and it's quiet as all get out, you know. Not even the owl on the roof was making a sound. And then I swears to you, it was like someone was standing right next to me and they were whispering in my ear. Yeah. Huh. I nearly died of fright right there. Simeon gone. But then, somehow, and I don't know how, slowly I felt my body relax, you know. It was like this blanket of calm comes over me. And then my brain, it starts picking up on what that voice is telling me. It's saying to me that I would not die until I have seen the Messiah. I felt great about that. I knew I wasn't going to die right then because I hadn't seen nobody that even looked like the Messiah yet. But then, you see, as the years they go by, I became more and more curious about this person I was going to see, you know? So, what do? I start hanging out at the temple. And then I start hanging out more and more. Especially after, you know, the kids got all grown up. And then you see, a few years ago, my dear Sarah, she passed away. And, of course, that broke my heart. But I still went to the temple. And I watched. And I looked, and I watched. But I got to tell you, as the years went by, I began to have my doubts about that nighttime message, you know? I began to wonder, a schmo like me, how come God would send someone to talk to me, let alone give me a promise, you know? I mean, right? How does that add up? I don't know. You know, maybe I was just in la-la land, you know? I was asleep. So maybe it was just a bad dream, you know, from too much lamb at Passover dinner that night. Right? Right? No! Wrong! I was wrong! I was wrong, 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 wrong. Sha-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na. Baby! Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I just gotta shout and sing, you know? But today, this very day, something was pulling me to the temple. So I go, and I'm standing there, and I'm watching, and I'm looking, watching, looking. And then I notice this couple of country folk come in with this little newborn baby, you know, to make an offering to God for their firstborn. And, well, they didn't have much, you know, just a couple of pigeons. They were an ordinary family in many ways. And then suddenly I hear this voice, you know, the same one I was telling you about. And it started whispering to me, Simeon, Simeon, this is the Holy One, the Messiah, the Messiah. Well, my heart starts pumping a mile a minute. I mean, at first I couldn't even figure out who the voice was even talking about. I mean, I'm thinking, you don't mean that raggedy-looking couple standing over there, do you? But then immediately, the same voice had said to me, so, are you arguing with me? You know, Simeon, you know how that worked out for Job, right? Enough said, Simeon. I makes a beeline for that little family, and I reach out my arms to hold the baby. I must have looked like a lunatic, I tell you. But then for some reason, the mom, she looks at me, because I'm looking at her, and she looks at me. We're looking at each other. And then she just smiles, And she just reaches out and she hands me that little baby boy right into my arms, real careful like. I tell you, a very weird thing happened. It was a good thing, but it was a weird thing. Now, I know this is going to sound freaky. It will. Hang on to your chairs. It's going to sound freaky because it was freaky to me. Because although I was holding him, you know, the little baby, somehow it felt like he was holding me. Now, what's that all about? I don't know. And if that's not weird enough, then something or someone comes over me and I start saying all these things about that baby. Like, he's the glory of Israel. He's the light of all the nations. He's our salvation. I am like screaming this in the temple. I think I kind of shocked that little couple. But, you know, the words, they just came out, and I was a little surprised too, you know. Boy, I just came from there. I tell you something, I am happy. I'm happy. I would have skipped had I could have, you know. I'm so happy. I'm happy. I'm even silly even, you know, because the boss of heaven and earth, he made a promise to an old geezer years ago, and today in the temple, he made good. He made good. And you know why? Because he is good. And he is amazing. I mean, who else would think to take so many ordinary things and to make something so spectacular, you know? It's spectacular. Whew. God's promise is fulfilled to me now. I am ready. I am ready to go home. God, I am ready to come home to you and to be with you and Sarah forever and ever. Oh, yes, of course. In your timing. No, I trust you. Oh, boss, you have got a good track record. You have. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to walk home, but I feel like celebrating, you know? And I'll tell you what. I'm going to go home. And on the way, I am going to stop by Noah's Bakery. It's just around the corner. Some of you may have been there before. But I'm going to have me a nice slice of pineapple upside down cake and a little bit of coffee. And I hope my friend Eli is there having his coffee because I'm going to tell him the same story that I told you. And after I tell him that story, I'm going to watch his yarmulke pop right off the top of his head. It's just going to go pop right off the top of his head. It'll be something to see. Anyway, I hope to see you in the neighborhood. It was nice talking to you. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye.
Father, we thank you that we can come and draw near to the one who left heaven to come near to us. So we just ask that you would come and speak to us this morning, that you would come and reveal yourself and your power and your love and your goodness for your glory and for your honor, that you might receive all the praise, that we might truly worship you as God, the one who is indeed Emmanuel. So Father, will you come and open up our hearts? Will you come and fill us with truth and do all this for the sake of your name and for the joy of your people? And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.